of all the people that you've worked with, tell us about Roy Orbison.
Roy Orbison never opened his mouth more than about a quarter of an inch when he sang. And he sang incredibly, incredibly softly. Like you couldn't, all those big high notes, you know, like in Dreams, you could barely hear him. It was pure, pure tone. And when he would record, he would put on headphones, but he never wanted his own voice in the phones. So he would have the band loud in the phones, but he said he had been singing so long from the 50s without monitors that he knew how the notes felt in his bones, in his jaw. And so he never wanted to hear himself. He just wanted to hear the music. And he sang with this incredible intensity and incredible tone and no volume, but once you turned it up, it was roared, you know. So it sounds like he's singing these great operas or something, but he's doing it with total sensitivity and no force whatsoever. None of that sort of volume that the opera singer sang with. And he, although he wrote songs in the traditional songs like verse, chorus, bridge, verse, chorus form, his revolutionary songs were songs that would start on his low note and go to his high note and take their time getting there, you know, and parts wouldn't repeat. There would be sections that would go from this note to this note, and then the next section would start on this note and go to a fifth higher, and then the next section would start. So he wrote like Puccini or something. He wrote short arias that he did in a, you know, 3 or 4 minute arias that he did in this rock and roll idiom, or whatever the idiom he was in. I guess you'd call it rock and roll, right? I don't know either.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, and just a sprinkle stardust and a whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say a silent prayer like dreamers do. Then I fall asleep to dream my dreams of you. In dreams, I walk with you. In dreams, I talk to you. In dreams, you're mine. All of the time we're together. If I cry, I remember that you said
The Essential T-Bone Burnett. This is a 2-CD retrospective of your career. How many albums have you recorded, do you know?
I don't. I do not know what, 5 or 6 or 7. I got into music not to be a performer or recording artist. You know, I got into music just to, because I fell in love with sound, really. It was all about sound with me. And then, you know, secondly, it was about literature, I guess. So, but it was never about being a public performer. And I sort of got there when there wasn't anything else to do. I would make my own record because I would either be sitting around or I'd make my own record. But I was always conflicted about it. And, as I was going back through the stuff, putting this record together, I was happy that I could find enough stuff to make a record out of.
Were there some pleasant surprises when you went through and listened to your old records?
There really were. There were a lot.
Like what?
Well, I thought the whole Criminal Under My Own Hat record was, when I went back 10 years later or whatever it was and listened to it, I thought, well, that's a very good record. I was sort of surprised it didn't do better, you know? And, you know, I've certainly, it's one of the better records I've ever done is, you know, and I feel like it's better than...
At an amazing rate, we're out here in the universe buying real estate. Hope we haven't gotten here too late. We're humans from Earth. We're humans from Earth. You have nothing at all to fear. Not think we're gonna like it here. We're looking for a planet with atmosphere. Where the air is fresh and the water clear. With lots of sun like you have here. 300 or 400 days a year. We're humans from Earth. We're humans from Earth. You have nothing at all to fear. I think we're gonna like it here. To see, here's a crazy little thing we call TV. Do you have electricity? We're humans from Earth. We're humans from Earth. You have nothing at all to fear. Nothing we're gonna like it here. I know it may look really strange to you, but we got know-how. We're here to see manifest destiny through, and there ain't nothing we can get used to. We're humans from Earth. We're humans from Earth.
Humans from Earth, from the album The Criminal Under My Own Hat, by our guest tonight, T-Bone Burnett. That track comes from 2020, The Essential T-Bone Burnett, a new 2-CD career anthology. He also has out a new album, The True False Identity. This is Joel Selvin. Drop me an email, joelselvin@AOL.com. We'll be back next week, but now it's time to say goodnight, and thanks very much to our guest tonight, T-Bone Burnett.
Thank you so much.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that bind. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Proves that it's right.